Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the church.
Sacrifice is an amazing principle. It can develop within us a profound love for each other and our Savior Jesus Christ. Through sacrifice, our hearts can be changed. We live closer to the Spirit and have less of an appetite for things of the world. President Hinckley taught a grand truth when he said, "It is not a sacrifice to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is never a sacrifice when you get back more than you give. It is an investment, a greater investment than any. Its dividends are eternal and everlasting."
Hi, I'm Amanda Farrington. I'm 18 years old. I was adopted at the age of 5 into a very strong spiritual family, and I just sacrificed being on drill team to gain a closer relationship with my Heavenly Father.
Welcome to Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel, the media channel of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Amanda was adopted into a loving family who she says has given her the greatest gift by teaching her the gospel, raising her in a home full of the Spirit, and encouraging her to pursue what she loves.
I love to dance. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. My mom said that when I was around 3, I just would dance around my house. I just always was dancing. And so she put me in a dance class. And ever since that, I just have loved to dance. Dance is my one way to express every emotion I'm feeling. If I'm feeling sick, I'll dance anyway because it makes me feel better. Or when I'm really angry, I dance. Or when I'm happy, I dance, because it's one way that's a positive way to spread your energy and to release anything you're feeling. And I just have a passion for it. It just feels good to me to dance. I feel really vulnerable to anything around me, and I feel like I can get lost in dance movements, that no problems of the world can find me when I'm dancing. And I just love that feeling. It's just almost like I'm empowered by dancing, and I just love that feeling.
Dance has been a big part of Amanda's life. She has spent the past 15 years dancing, which has led her to reach many of her goals and dreams, including making the high school drill team.
When I made the drill team, I was really surprised. I didn't expect it. It was just amazing, and I was so excited, but I had no idea what I got myself into. And so I was super excited but nervous at the same time to see what was waiting for me throughout the year. Drill team was like 4 hours in the morning and 5 hours at night. In the summer, we had 10-hour practices like every day. And you have to be definitely committed. It's lots and lots of time, but it's so amazing to be with all those girls all the time and to compete and to be able to share those memories and experiences with everyone. And dancing does take countless hours and lots of practice. I like it because it's you pushing yourself. The people around you can influence you, but in the end, you decide how good of a dancer you are by how hard you push yourself and how much you can force yourself to endure while dancing.
Amanda spent an exciting year on the drill team and loved every minute of it. When it came to try out again, she knew it wasn't right to move forward.
It was probably one of the hardest decisions I made ever in my whole entire life. I loved it so much. When tryouts came for the next year, I just had this feeling that something was wrong, and I just didn't know what it was. And I prayed so many times, and I fasted, and I asked my parents, and we sat down and made pro and con lists. And the thing about drill is it takes so much time that you get sidetracked out of all other activities like Mutual, and you're not able to go on girls camp or pioneer trek or anything like that. And those are things in my life that I felt were more important and that in the big picture mattered more. And yes, I loved to dance and I loved drill team, but I knew that it was a sacrifice I needed to make, because it was one that was going to lead me even to a relationship even closer with my Heavenly Father. I also got offered a couple weeks after I decided not to be on drill, I got offered to be on seminary council.
Amanda's choice to quit drill team wasn't an easy one. She loved it. It was a dream come true and wouldn't have been a bad thing if she would have continued. But she's grateful for the blessings that come into her life as she follows the Spirit.
The very first time we went to the seminary council meeting, it's called Pass the Torch, and it's where the old seminary council members meet with the new seminary council members, and we sit in a big circle, and it was kind of awkward at first. I knew some of them, but I didn't know a lot of the people there, and I kind of started feeling inadequate for this calling, and I just kept asking myself why I was there. And after the old seminary council went around and bore their testimonies, they said to me that, well, it felt like it was directly to me. They were saying that sometimes you're not called on seminary council to be an example, but to learn and be strengthened by those around you. I felt that that was so true because all the people in that room were so spiritually strong and so close to the gospel and had such high standards. And I know that I can learn from them. And I know that from each other and all our meetings, we've really become really close friends. And it's so fun to be with each other because we hold such high standards together. And we can just have a good time and not have to worry about worldly temptations, but because we all just do things together that are uplifting and fun. And it's just great to be surrounded by those kind of people. And we have become way closer than I ever imagined because we're all so different, but Heavenly Father just knows how to pick and choose all of those that can fit together without us even knowing it. So we were all led to each other, and we're all definitely taking advantage of that, and we're all becoming more like brother and sisters than friends. So I'm super, super grateful for them and for seminary council and the things I've learned there. If I was on drill, I could not be on seminary council, and I just knew I'd made the right choice, and that was one of the major reasons I really needed not to do drill, was because I needed to be an example to those classmates in my high school and to be a leader in my seminary building at school. And I'm so grateful for that calling, and I've loved it. I do miss all the girls on drill, but I know that the choice I made is more important to me and my Heavenly Father, and it really has changed my life and bonded us close together.
Although it was a great sacrifice for Amanda to quit drill, she has found other ways to pursue dance as well as keep up on her spiritual relationship with the Lord.
I joined the dance company team on Jordan once I quit drill so I could keep dancing and be involved, but it's something not so time-consuming. I've always prayed and read my scriptures, but and on drill, there were lots of nights where I was just so tired, and I was like, I don't even want to. I just want to go to bed. But I know now that after I made that decision, I pray for everything, and sometimes they may seem like the simplest little things that don't even matter, but I know that Heavenly Father will listen to every prayer and answer every prayer without any hesitation, and it may not always be the answer we want, but it'll be the answer that will make us stronger. And it's really taught me that when you're placed with a trial, not to ask why me, but to get on your knees and ask Heavenly Father why he's placed this trial in front of you and what you're supposed to be learning from it and where you're supposed to be going with it. And I've really learned that that can strengthen you, and my life has improved so much. I've been a lot happier. I have a lot more energy, and I have no feeling to do anything evil. I don't have, of course I have temptations, but they're not as strong as they were before because I'm closer with my Heavenly Father, and I know what's right, and I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and if I ever need him, he's right there.
Amanda has developed a great relationship with the Lord and is so grateful for her family and all the resources that have been given to her that have led her on this path.
I was adopted at the age of 5, and it's so awesome to be adopted into a family and feel that spirit. It is amazing. There's there's so many good things about it. It was so cool to go through the temple when I was 8 and get sealed to them. That was probably one of my favorite experiences ever. And just to be adopted into a family that's so centered on the gospel. I've grown older. The Spirit is something I really cling on to. And the gospel means so much to me. I just barely finished my personal progress, and I loved that experience. And I just recently finished the Book of Mormon, and it means so much to me of all the past prophets and apostles and all they've done for me to get the church where it is today. And I know without the gospel, I would be completely lost. And not only we wouldn't know where we were or what we were doing, but that we wouldn't have a Lord to turn to. And I'm just so grateful for the gospel in my life. And I know that without it, we all would be lost. And I'm so grateful for my Heavenly Father and everything He does for me and all that He teaches me and how He protects me from everything evil and just the worldly things. And I'm just so grateful, and I feel so special to be a part of this gospel, and I feel so important and like I need to do something. And I know the gospel has made me want to serve a mission, because I want to go out there and spread the gospel to everyone. I want everyone to know of the truth that is in this gospel and all the amazing things that we perform in it. Baptisms for the dead. Not only are we saving people here on earth, but we can save people that are in spirit prison, and we can just make a huge difference if we choose to, but it's all on us, and we just need to have the faith and be able to push ourselves forward to do what's right. I recently just got my patriarchal blessing with my parents, and my patriarch, he asked what I wanted to do with my life other than get married in the temple and have kids. And I told him I really just want to be an example to others and lead others and be that one person that everyone knows they can go to for anything and that can be a strong foundation that they can lean on. I just want to do as much as I possibly can to serve and to better other people's lives. I love to do service, and I think I've learned to do service from my parents because they are the most unselfish and outward serving people ever, and they never think about themselves for one second. They're always out doing things for others, and it's such an example to me that if you're serving others, you are serving the Lord, and it can just make you a better person and strengthen your testimony. And I know when I'm in a bad mood and I go do service for someone else, it just makes me so much happier. And just seeing their reaction, not only like seeing them happy, but it just kind of lights a light in you. It just sparks this light, and you just feel warmth. And I just want to serve others and be there for everyone I can and be led to those that the Lord would have me help.
Amanda is an example to many and continues to find ways to help others.
We did a pioneer pool, and it was a silent pool, and quietly our mom paws would take each person, like just one or two people off the cart to make the people that are pulling, it would make it harder for them. And the people they pulled off, I was one of the people they pulled off, and they told us that we could help them without, but we could not talk to them. We couldn't touch them. We couldn't touch the cart. So we started, me and the three others in my group that got pulled off the cart. So there were only about three on the cart. We were throwing big rocks out of their way, taking like tree branches out of the way. Someone was filling up water cups and just giving them drinks of water. People were getting their hands wet and splashing them with water. And they started struggling. And I said a prayer, and I just walked next to one girl. And then afterwards, then they asked us to share what we thought about the experience. And the girl stood up and said, right when Amanda stood by me, I felt relieved of all the hard, weight that I was pulling. And it reminded me of the 17 miracles and how He said that he turned around many times to see who was pushing his cart, and he saw no one. But really, the angels of God were pushing it, and I really believe that that's what was happening, and she felt it too, and I was just grateful for Trek and that I could go and have that experience, and it was such a testimony builder to me that God's there, and he answers your prayers, and he does want you to go on Trek and to girls' camp, because those are really uplifting and spiritual experiences that you just don't want to miss out on ever, and you shouldn't give up for anything. And I was just so thankful for that experience and all that it's taught me, and that I could influence someone else just by praying and standing next to them and just kind of smiling at them and pushing them along the best I could.
Amanda is a strength to many, but finds her greatest strength in the Lord.
When I am in my lowest point and I feel like I just can't go any further and things are getting too hard, the number one thing I always do is first I pray and I ask why I'm experiencing this and just pray to Heavenly Father to just help me in any way he can. And then I usually go talk to my parents about how I'm feeling, and they're always the number one people that can lift me up and make me smile and let me know that everything's going to be okay, because I know as teenagers we all have those moments where we're like, oh, it's the end of the world, I can't do this anymore. At those times I usually talk to my parents and just surround myself with my family and my good friends that can always uplift me and carry me through it. And because I know I can't carry myself through it, and I know that the Lord can help you carry it. He won't take the trial away, because it's just what's best for you, and it's what's going to make you grow stronger, and you just have to fight through it. And sometimes it's not easy, and sometimes it's really hard to see while you're in that trial that it's really hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I promise you there is one, and there always is a way to triumph over your trials, because God has promised that he will place no temptation before us that we cannot withstand. And also the other way I deal with it, which lots of people might not be able to, is I dance. Dancing is my number one thing to go to, and I just find that hobby that you can express yourself through and that makes you feel better no matter what. And if you just do that and lean on your Heavenly Father, you can get through anything. And I've learned that through the trials I've been through, and especially through my decision to sacrifice dance, something I loved, for something a lot more important. Sacrifice is giving up something that's good and something that feels really good to you for something that is better. It's giving up the worldly things for eternal things. And for me, I just have to think about the big picture. I think that we get lost a lot of the times in the worldly things and how busy we are and what's going on in our lives, when we really need to be focusing on what's more important. And we did a really cool thing in seminary the other day where we listened to, they had us listen to a bunch of different sounds, and some were like movie sounds, like off of movies, and lots of people recognize those, and then they would listen, they'd put a prophet's voice on or apostle's voice on, and we'd have to try and guess the prophet or apostle that was speaking, and lots of people were not as familiar with those. And they taught us that maybe it's not as important to know exactly what apostle is speaking, but to know what their words are meaning and to know what their words, what they're trying to say to us, because they are led by our Savior Jesus Christ, and they probably talk to him daily, and they just want to lead us on the path to righteousness, and we just need to surround ourselves with those things that can get us to the celestial kingdom and to live with our Heavenly Father again, instead of those worldly things that maybe can give us pleasure for a few weeks or whatever it is.
Amanda has learned a lot about sacrifice and hopes to continue learning, especially as she grows and develops her testimony.
I've gained my testimony through many experiences in my life, through adoption, through family, through my example, and through the example of others, and through seminary council and drill and dance company. And They're just everything around you. There's a way to build your testimony, and you can gain it in so many ways. And I remember when I bore my first testimony, it was about prayer. My very first testimony, it was about how one night I was discouraged and I was reading my scriptures and I felt the Spirit to pray, and I just kind of ignored it and kept reading, and it came back. So I shut my scriptures and I knelt down thinking, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be praying about. But as soon as I shut my eyes and I bowed my head, so many things came to me, and I just prayed and prayed and prayed. And it just was like Heavenly Father was right there next to me in the room. That is the first experience that started my testimony, and that made me know that He was there and that He knows me by name and that He cares about me and that He loves me. And I do have a testimony of this gospel, and I am so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for the plan of salvation and that families can be together forever, because I love my family and I couldn't ever imagine being without them. I'm so grateful for what our Savior did for us. And I know that we can't even comprehend what He went through and when He atoned for all our sins. And I know that through Him we can gain our greatest strength, and through Him anything is possible, even if we don't think it is. And I know that through prayer that we can receive answers from our Heavenly Father. And maybe they're not always the answers we want to hear, but we can receive answers, and they will strengthen us, and all our trials are for our good. They will strengthen our testimonies, and we just need to look at life in a positive way and always keep smiling and being a good example, because I know that through being a good example and following Christ, you can lead many to the gospel, and you can make your friends want to be better examples. And I am so grateful for all the experiences of I've gone through, and for my Heavenly Father, and for all that He's taught me, and for the many ways He's blessed me through my choices and through my choice to quit drill and make a sacrifice to leave all those girls. And I know that it was the right choice, and I know that I have been overblessed with so many things that when one door closes, many more open to you. And Heavenly Father is always watching down on you and always wants the best for you, and He loves all of us. And I know that I am a daughter of God, and that He expects me to act as one and to present myself as His daughter and to be as strong as I can be. And I am so grateful for this experience and for my seminary teachers and all that they have taught me, and for all the opportunities they have given to me to teach and to be an example and to reach out to others. And I'm so grateful for a living prophet, and that he guides and counsels us all the time about what God wants of us. And I'm so grateful for my Heavenly Father and for all my friends and my family. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We should begin by recognizing the reality that just because something is good is not a sufficient reason for doing it. The number of good things we can do far exceeds the time available to accomplish them. Some things are better than good, and these are the things that should command priority attention in our lives. As we consider various choices, we should remember that it is not enough that something is good. Other choices are better, and still others are best.
Thank you for joining us on Youth Voices on the Mormon Channel, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. To download this episode or listen to other episodes of Youth Voices, visit our website at mormonchannel.org. Thanks for listening.